Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Welcome back to your next best self with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami. I am so elated at this Boundaries series that has made such a difference to many of you. And you know, our Board Excellence and Readiness seminar is coming up shortly. And the reason why we came up with this seminar, which is happening in September 15th and 16th, 2022, here in Nairobi, Kenya. And for those of you who are abroad, you can actually join it virtually. And we're happy to give you more details just below the podcast. And I have found the reason why we have decided to launch this very inaugural board leadership seminar is too many people are joining boards without the clarity of mind to know how to serve on boards, to become future ready. So it doesn't matter whether you're a new board member or you're an experienced one, chances are you're not future proofing your board service. So this is a seminar for you. But more than that, today I want to talk about board leadership boundaries. And what I've realized is that a lot of board members are not too clear about the role they play on boards. You see, first boundary, know your duties as a board member. There's a number of duties, duty of care, duty of loyalty. There are a couple of duties that I won't go into details now. Join us for the seminar to learn more. But I need you to remember that you're not an employee of that organization. You actually have a responsibility to oversee the way they run and to help them achieve their goals. So first thing, when it comes to board leadership boundaries, please be sure about why you're going to serve on a board. And in case your intention was to eat from that organization, to make money from that organization, that's the wrong intention, do not proceed further. Rectify your intention, purify it, and then decide that you want to serve, not to siphon or to diminish or to finish off a company because you're a board member. Number one. Number two, keep the boundaries between you, the CEO, very clear. I think that it's really important that the dynamic between board members and the chief executive, and very specifically the chairperson and the chief executive, should be very clear. I think that it's important that they determine how they engage, how they actually meet before the meetings and after the meetings, and ensure that the lines of communication are kept open and very clear. I found one too many chief executives and chairs, boards and board members and CEOs who somehow got their lines crossed. And as a result, the board becomes a very toxic space, a space where not much is achieved. And if anything, the most negative outcomes are what are achieved. The third boundary I want to maintain and to talk about, which I think is prevalent in many boards, is between board members and management. I think it's totally out of place for board members to go directly to management without the purview, clarification, and without the input of the chief executive officer, the CEO. If I, as a board member, have to speak to one of the other directors who are executive directors, then it's important that I go through the chief executive to have that meeting or that conversation. Even when there are committees, I think it's important that the chief executive has overview on the committees that are happening and the meetings and when they happen and who's involved. I think it's totally out of place for board members to actually be getting involved with communicating with management without the insight. Was still going behind the chief executive's back to get information about the chief executive, about operations for management. What is that? Is your role an investigator? You're in the wrong job. If as a board member, that's what you're doing, something is very wrong. And I think we need to be able to call in and call out those behaviors or the reason for those behaviors, because it shows that there's a lack of trust. Board member boundaries. Another one to think about is term limits. I think it's outrageous that a lot of board members want to actually serve beyond the term limits in the board charter. For example, I'm reminded the other day of someone who was serving on a board. The board was actually, the charter says you serve for one term of 3 years and another term of another 3 years. And what did this person actually choose to do? This person was so interested in serving for a longer time that they even tried to change the board charter. So the board charter could actually say you serve for one first and then you serve for another three. And even that is renewed because their goal was to serve for up to 20 years on that board. Well, your guess is as good as mine as to why they would want to do that. But I think it's so important that as a board member, whether there's a board charter, because some boards are just beginning, so they're still developing their board charter, for you to be very clear that you want to serve for X period and that the term limit is this for this period of time. Because when you outlive your usefulness, you actually diminish all the benefits you had created by serving well in the beginning. So serve within your term limits and serve with excellence. Now, a disclaimer, you may want to serve the term that is outlined in your letter of appointment, but you realize your circumstances have changed. You're not able to give this board your full attention and serve it as well as you'd like. Or on the flip side, you have found that there are a number of unethical things that you've tried to help them stop doing, and you realize that you are bound as a director, board member, by the actions of the board, which are contrary to the values and ethics that you uphold. I suggest run for the hills. Resign from that board quickly and actually say, you know what? For whatever reasons, I would like to resign from this board. Because it doesn't matter what kind of board allowances you're getting. Nothing is worth selling your soul. And nothing is worth ensuring that because you're not able to serve well, because your circumstances have changed, either in your family or in your professional space, maybe you're running a business and you no longer can give that board the attention it deserves, there's nothing worth your reputation and your integrity that you say you're going to serve somewhere and you're not able to serve well. It is better for you to actually resign from that board and actually help them recruit other board members who can serve in the capacity that you'd have liked to, but you are unable to. That is true leadership, the ability to say no. It's also strategic. The ability to realize that if I spread myself too thin, I'll not be able to achieve anything except these measly things. And yet, you need to be able to achieve more with your time. So better to call yourself to a board meeting and ask yourself, am I serving well? Am I keeping the professional boundaries? Am I ensuring that I'm upholding the duties of being a board member? Am I working with integrity and ethics? And ultimately, am I ensuring that all in all, the board leadership boundaries are being maintained? I look forward to meeting many of you in our board readiness and excellence seminar. I know that many of you are serving in school boards, corporate boards, listed boards, global boards, not-for-profit boards, social impact boards, whichever kind of board you're serving on, don't go in blind. Invest in your education, just like invest in your education for your professional work. Don't serve on a board if you haven't studied something that can help you serve with excellence and ensure that that organization outlives you as a board and that your children's children can actually be recruited and work well in that board because of the systems that you as a board member, together with other board members, put into place. I know that board leadership is not a joke, but I think many of us take it too casually. And I have found over the last couple of years, I have said no to a number of board invitations. I have chosen to also resign diplomatically and professionally when I felt that it wasn't possible for me to serve well on those boards. And I suggest that do not collect board memberships like trophies. I think it's so important. Don't collect them like awards. Don't collect them like they're just something you're doing just to tick a box. No, keep your board leadership boundaries. And ultimately, when you're dealing with the other board members, remember you're there as professionals. Make sure that you don't treat management like they are a war zone, like you're going into a war zone, that it's us versus management. That's a lack of professional boundaries. When they come to present, make sure that you serve them with the insights and feedback that you would want to receive if you are in their shoes. I think too many members of management are petrified when they're called to present to the board. And what then happens is that you never get the most out of management because fear is the number one killer of innovation and the spirit of customer excellence. So this idea of being customer-centric and people are afraid, it'll never work because people just see their jobs as an opportunity to quickly just pay their bills and get out of there because they don't know when the next, you know, psychological bullet will hit them. So it's important as board members to ensure that it is not us versus them, but that when management come to present or in an audit committee or any of the other board committees, you actually serve with excellence, give feedback in a professional way, and ensure that you leave management better than you found them. So many insights, but these are just the top ones. When you come for our Board Readiness and Excellence Seminar, you will learn so much more from our bench of faculty from Breakthrough Leadership Transformation, who are out to ensure you lead better, you break through the challenges you're facing, and you transform the boards that you plan to serve on or are currently serving on. I look forward to welcoming you, both ladies and gentlemen, to this Board Readiness and Excellence Seminar to continue to raise your board leadership boundaries beyond the conversation we've had today. Keep on becoming your next best self.